the predictions you've made in the past, are there any that haven't come true yet because, you know, we haven't reached that point? I want to try to record these. I love it when psychics come on and we just write them down and see what happens.
Well, I think most of the ones I've had have, in fact, already manifested. I'm trying to think before you were coming on, you know, not to think, but trying to see what I could come up with. And I'd like to come up with something more specific.
Sure.
But can we maybe chat about a few things I've already done? Let's see if anything hits me. I'll tell you why. Whenever you try, now if I'm like talking to somebody and I'm focusing on this particular person, I can find a way to do that. But when it comes to stuff like this, I find it better if I distract myself and talk about something else, and then it kind of hits. Well, wait a minute, I'm starting to get something now. Hold on. Okay, I do feel, just never mind, just disregard that entire sentence. I feel like there is going to be, first of all, I feel like there's going to be some people, more people, I hate to say this because dying, I don't want to say dying, but not just people in general, but people that have had traditional roles as our spiritual leader dying, okay, maybe more than one, or retiring or stepping back. It feels like there's going to be maybe a change of guard, okay, you might say, where there's going to be a lot of people that have been traditional, okay, that are going to be maybe done. And so it's going to usher in, I think, a whole new generation and a new way of thought. And I think, though, that I can feel something already happening now that's going to maybe be, it's like a, I feel the door closing, you might say. So I'm thinking there's going to be some spiritual leaders that are going to be maybe departing this life, okay? I feel the other day, I felt somebody plotting an assassination attempt on a political woman, a political leader, a certain woman, okay, and I hope it doesn't happen because that's very bad, but I felt the plot and I'm not taking it back, you know, I'm certain I could feel it, and so I hope that don't happen. Are you still there?
Yeah.
You got really quiet. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening. There,
okay.
there are moments I even keep my mouth quiet, Angela.
All righty, and let's see what else. I was feeling something else there. I feel like, oh, here's something I've been predicting, okay, and this is going to continue. I feel like animals are going to be acting out more. And I'm talking, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about Florida, for example. There's other things, but how the earth energy is changing, okay, and as this earth energy pulls away, I told you how I felt like the people were becoming ungrounded.
Right.
Well, I also felt the animals were becoming ungrounded. And I predicted a while back, and this is one that's still, I see still happening and increasing, okay? I felt that there would be more animals, first of all, discovered, and that has happened. But I also felt that there would be animals maybe like losing their natural fear of us, but not just that. I mean, they're going to be just acting out of character. I mean,
could you
doing things we're not supposed to be doing?
Well, what about that stingray that, you know,
there you go.
Stabbed Steve Irwin?
Yep, there you go. Stuff like that, just things like that, or you know, more shark attacks in general, or you know, again, animals that you just don't expect this. And I think it's just going to be more so. And every day, you know, when I'm checking online, I'm going to the news and stuff. Not every day, but very often, I'm seeing it. Like, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So I think there are going to definitely be more earth changes. Now, I've been predicting earthquake that would feel in this area where I am, out here in North Carolina area, and I didn't know if it'd be on this fault that runs through here or another fault that's affecting, or maybe one out in the seaboard, because I felt ocean. Well, then, you know, we just had that down there in Mexico, and it was felt as far away, not, you know, barely, but was felt as far away as up in here. So I'm feeling that was part of what I was getting, but I don't feel finished with it. So I'm thinking there's going to be more earth changes that you may be seeing out here on the East Coast, okay? And hopefully it won't be too traumatic. Now, down the road, you know, we all know it's going to happen. It's going to be traumatic, and it is going to be big, okay? Just like the, I mean, it's going to be a different planet. I even feel, now, here's a little out on the bizarre side.
All right.
I feel like there may even be lost civilizations out there under the ice. I mean, you know, frozen over and whatnot.
You mean like cities?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, hey, I'm just going to go out there and say it. I believe that there's something out there possibly. I'm thinking Antarctic. I'm wondering, let me put it that way, if there's not something out there that at one time flourished and then the earth changed, maybe tilted in such a way that things kind of froze over, and then maybe life sprang up and evolved again. You know, I wonder, I'll tell you something else I wonder. Now, this is just out there on the limb, okay? But while we're talking, You know, those giant things that are out in the desert that have been drawn, you know, and you can only see them from space, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, those are the lines in Peru.
Yeah, here's a little thought, you know, that hit me one day. I wonder.
We call them the Nazca Line.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. I'm wondering, okay, wouldn't it be interesting if the people that created those, okay, are not even born yet, that perhaps they're a message that a future generation creates to leave that will make sense to the maybe the preceding generation. In other words, it's a message in time. And perhaps, you know, it doesn't make sense for all these eons. Maybe it's like civilization goes forward, and then it gets kicked back, and then we have to do it all again. And maybe this is like a message that when we get to a certain place, we won't do the same thing we always did before. You know, this is just a thought. You know, I don't want to say this is what happened, but I wonder sometimes about that. I want to tell you about this time thing, too, George, if you don't mind.
No, that's okay. And I want to talk with you about crop circles then, because whether you think their message is from the future. But go ahead.
That's good. But anyway, no, I haven't thought about that from crop circles, but it's like this, too. I'm thinking like this. Now, think of time again, all right? Now, think of time in your mind. Imagine time a million years ago, okay? And when you do that, you'll imagine yourself going back, far, far, far away, okay? But I find that if I can think of the past like that, I could also go ahead, just barely ahead, and there's that same point in time. It's like there's a shortcut to the past, and it's just straight ahead. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm, sure do.
I don't know. I just thought I'd share that with you for no apparent reason. But this thing that I'm talking about, I think these are things that are going to be new discoveries. You mark my words. I think we're on the brink of a new expansion of our mind. I think that there is going to come a time when we perhaps do just literally step out of ourselves and travel in time and travel out there. I think that we can expect, again, some more, you know, technological breakthroughs and all. But, again, I think there's going to be more of a spiritual breakthrough, and that's going to more likely happen with this new generation that's coming up.